USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump welcomes home an American held in Venezuela for 2 years. Trump holding a get-together in the Oval Office for Joshua Holt and his family following the Utah man's release from a Venezuelan prison. Joshua Holt himself says,
just so grateful for what you guys have done and for thinking about me and caring about me, just a normal person. So it really touches me, and thank you.
On another issue, President Trump tells reporters,
"Now we're doing very well in terms of the summit with North Korea."
The president saying he's still hoping for a June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Trump had abruptly canceled that summit just a few days ago after what he called harsh rhetoric coming from North Korea. Yesterday, in a surprise move, the North and South Korean leaders met not far from the DMZ to talk about the summit. And this is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Now in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, subtropical storm Alberto is expected to make landfall in the Florida Panhandle sometime late tomorrow. John Cangelosi is a forecaster at the National Hurricane Center.
We think that it could be a wide area of very heavy rain across the state of Florida and then even spreading westward across Mississippi, Alabama, and even portions of southeastern Louisiana.
A 34-year-old man's in custody accused of vandalizing an Illinois cemetery and some nearby homes with swastikas. Authorities say yesterday they found more than 200 headstones at the Sunset Hill Cemetery in Glen Carbon defaced, and officials say they began work immediately to clean it all up before a Memorial Day event which is set to honor 1,300 veterans who are buried at that cemetery. A suspect was caught after being seen on surveillance video. Police have not released his name yet. Irish voters have overwhelmingly decided to lift the country's strict abortion laws in balloting yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The world mourns the death of one of the early NASA astronauts. Alan Bean passed away yesterday at the age of 86 in Houston. Bean was the fourth man to walk on the moon. His family says he died after a short illness. Bean flew into space twice, spending over 10 hours on the moon's surface during the Apollo 12 mission. After retirement, Bean dedicated his life to painting. He's survived by his wife and four children, and he is remembered in the science community as extraordinarily kind and talented. Again, Alan Bean was 86. A new monument in Connecticut honoring service animals with a statue of one of the nation's most famous war dogs. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The sculpture, Stubby Salutes, is being unveiled in Veterans Memorial Park in Middletown. Stubby was a Boston Terrier mix that traveled to Europe with a Connecticut unit during World War I. He became famous for warning soldiers of incoming gas attacks and locating wounded soldiers on the battlefield, staying with them until help arrived. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a Memorial Weekend tradition coming up in a few hours, the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500 later today at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It will be the final race in Danica Patrick's career. The 200-lap race is to get underway at 12:21 p.m. Eastern Time today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.